This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Grant Newsham, a retired U.S. Marine colonel, author of When China Attacks, on the possibility of Japan and the U.S. working together in the face of the Chinese aggression. There are question marks, there are doubts, there's a timeline, there's alarm. Is there speed? Is there adequate speed given the scale of the threat, imminent scale of threat? Gordon Chang joins as well. We're talking about possibilities of a mutual defense integration of the U.S. Navy and the Japanese self-defense forces. It's a debate. Here's Grant Newsham.
Well, I think there's plenty of alarm. The Japanese are worried. They just don't show it as much as most people do. But they are very worried. But does this translate into concrete, say, improvements in military capabilities? I don't quite see that happening. Yes, the Japanese are doing joint patrols, are going to do it with the Americans and maybe the Filipinos down south. But it will usually be the Japanese sending one ship, maybe two. And there's talk of this new improvement in the U.S.-Japan defense relationship, the structure of U.S. forces and Japanese forces and how they operate in Japan. There's talk of that. But if you read the fine print, it doesn't sound like it's going to translate anytime soon into real operational capabilities. And I hope I'm wrong. We'll find out when it's announced at the meeting with Mr. Biden and Prime Minister Kishida. But I say I don't see that. So there's a lot of concern, a lot of worry. The Japanese are doing more than they ever have. But as I said, the concrete operational improvements in Japanese capabilities and particularly their ability to operate with the United States in a coherent way, you would operate with U.S. forces in a coherent way, I don't see that hurrying along as fast as it should. There's definitely awareness. You wouldn't even recognize today's Japan militarily from 7, 8 years ago. But it'd be nice if it moved along faster, and it's got to hurry.
More of this later. Thank you.